Ah, 'tis the season for gift-giving, and some feel Congress could give us no greater gift than a budget deal that would keep our economy from going off the fiscal cliff. One idea to raise revenue: reduce the deductions, credits, and other benefits that taxpayers now enjoy.
So in the spirit of this deficit deadline season, we are going to consider them too. It's our 12 days of deductions. Today we start with the casualty loss deduction. It's an age-old tax break, and it's aimed at helping people whose homes or property are damaged by natural disasters, like Hurricane Sandy.
Anything that insurance doesn't cover, including the deductible and other amounts for the property damage or loss, is considered a loss that you can deduct.
That's Barbara Weltman. She's a contributing editor to J.K. Lasser's Your Income Tax 2013.
But you have to pass that 10% of adjusted gross income threshold in order to get any benefit, and you do have to itemize.
Translation, you can't deduct your entire out-of-pocket loss.
But it is important to note that if you are in an area declared a federal disaster zone, you can amend your previous year's return. So claim the deduction for last year, get the refund this year, and that's cash that can help you rebuild.
Tomorrow, we look at a tax break aimed at making education more affordable. It's the American Opportunity Tax Credit.